I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
It is. Yeah, so recently, John, we opened this big can of worms with president and programmer of the Gateway Film Center, Chris Hamill, about the contemporary state of cinema. And we were off and running in this long conversation, which had to be truncated, but we need to revisit because there are a lot of things we still need to talk about. So Chris is back. What is the latest trend in movie going?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. There's a lot of trends in movie going. Obviously, from a film perspective, the audience is still flocking to and seems to be seeking out big budget blockbuster films. The studios themselves are more dependent on these blockbuster tentpole films than ever. Thus, when one of them goes wrong, early on this summer we've seen The Hangover 3 be in this category of films that didn't work, it leaves the studios scrambling because they sort of figuratively had all of their eggs in The Hangover 3's basket. From the exhibition side, for those who are presenting these films to the public, the lack of great films has led them down the path of a lot of new gimmicks, or the return of a lot of gimmicks, to try and lure you out of your house to see a movie. A great example of this is the return of dine-in cinema. This is nothing new. Those who lived in Columbus will remember in the 1970s when Glenn Ackerman opened the Flickers Theaters. So it's not like this trend is new. This lack of really great films is forcing exhibitors to find new ways to make revenue.
And 3D?
Well, 3D is interesting. It's still working very well in some markets, and in others it doesn't. Mm. The studios really shot themselves in the foot here. They had a great reintroduction to 3D with Avatar. And personally, I'm not a huge fan of the film Avatar, but you can't really complain about how it looked.
No, it was a very good use of 3D. Usually 3D annoys me.
They've completely walked away from how 3D was perceived in the 50s when it was a fun gimmick. Or they're depending so much on the economics of these 3D films, but they're still not properly investing in their creation. There are films actually being made in 3D where the 3D is tremendous. The 3D in The Great Gatsby was great earlier
this year.
Star Trek? Star Trek's 3D is great.
Yes.
Then you also had Iron Man 3 this year, which was not shot in 3D. Looked pretty bad in 3D, and you went ahead and alienated a whole lot more people who shelled out extra money to see the film.
What makes me optimistic that we're continuing to make good movies.
If you continue to see the creation of an art form as a business, and you're making decisions based on what looks good on a spreadsheet,
yeah.
You're not going to produce great art, and that's what's happening.
It also seems that, you know, what really pays off, and they never take note of it, it seems, is when you take risks. I mean, let's face it, The Avengers was a risk. That whole idea, that concept that you're going to cram all these superheroes into one movie. The fact that they even made a Thor movie when they were really trying to, like, stay, like, let's make Iron Man really realistic. But if they were going to make this comic book thing work, they had to explore Thor and that kind of craziness. And The Avengers is really a great example of, hey, let's do something nuts, and it pays off. The Great Gatsby, on a different end of that spectrum, is another risk that paid off. Who would think that a Baz Luhrmann adaptation in 3D of F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel would be successful? But it is. When they take risks.
These little independent films can take risks, but the chance is they're not going to go anywhere.
It's a really strange time, John. All of these things sort of coalesce in a way that leaves moviegoers, the most important people in this conversation, questioning the value of going to movies. It's still gorgeous images on big screens with peers.
They just need a good reason to have a peer experience in the theater, and they'll come back.
Yes. Lest anyone in our audience think that because we're so tough on this industry that we don't love it, they're wrong, we do. Lest they think it's not going anywhere, it is going forward, not backward. And I always remember George Will saying, if you took all the paintings off all the museums and so on, there'd be barely a noise made by the population. You took movies away, there'd be a worldwide revolution. This is the most powerful art medium in the history of our civilization.
But I sincerely hope that the quality of film begins to improve, and that's because audiences want something better.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or like our page on Facebook and listen to shows in their entirety there.